Hi friends, it's Jillian, and you're listening to In Case You Missed It on Teach Me How to Adult, a podcast on navigating the ups and downs of adulthood, from managing stress and finances to crushing your career and your love life. Tune in every Monday as I share game-changing tips from guests and past episodes that you might have missed. Adulting isn't easy, but we got you. It's not just family. I think family shapes us early on, but then I think you can get stuck in an idea of what you should be doing based on what your direct environment is. And so most of my friends who I'm surrounded by on a day-to-day basis are the ones that have the conventional jobs and the traditional success, and they're all crushing it in high-paying corporate jobs, and it often would make me feel like, what am I doing? Like, I must look like a joke right now. And so you kind of start to feel like, am I doing things wrong? But we are not. There is no one way. What I've been realizing is that we are all where we are right now for a reason. It's easy to fight the season that we're in, and it's easy to be upset at ourselves if we're not exactly where we thought we would be, but it's probably for a reason. And I really think, like, what you were saying about how you don't have any regrets about how hard you hustled in your 20s, that's the season you were in. You did it for a reason, and none of it's a waste. That all set you up so well to be able to enter the season that you're in now.
Yeah.
And I've been really feeling lately that instead of resenting or feeling like I'm really behind, feeling like shit, then I'm like, okay, I'm 32. I am living alone. I'm single. I am not where I thought I would be. Like, my sister was having babies by this age and was married at 26. Like, it's easy to compare. But I'm also starting to see that this could be a benefit for me, and that I do believe this has to be happening for a reason. And I don't mean like divine intervention reason. I mean, I have some shit to do in my life that I might not be able to do when I have dependents and when I have obligations. And so my ability to travel the world, make incredible connections, launch, you know, potentially risky businesses, I need to act on those now and recognize that that's the season I'm in, and that that's a gift, rather than complaining that I'm not in the season I thought I would be. Success is happening along the way, even when it's not exactly the way you thought it would happen. I think this is really important, and this is a way that societally we can start to redefine our ideas of success. Because right now, it still feels like the main things that happen that we celebrate for success are like huge corporate promotion, wedding and engagement, baby, and like fucking that's retirement. Like, it's depressing. Yeah. It's really, really depressing. Why can't we be celebrating quitting a toxic job that wasn't serving you, leaving a relationship that didn't work for you, starting a new relationship when you were really scared to get back into dating? Why can't people celebrate that? Like, there's so much success along the way that we ignore because it's not one of like the big three. And it's a shame.
Yeah.
And our idea of those typical successes might not fit everyone. I may never have a fucking wedding. I still would like to celebrate things. So
100%. We call them our adulting wins.
Adulting wins. And we do. Recognize if you're comparing yourself to something that isn't even right for you and you just kind of want to fucking have it all and that's not realistic. Sorry. Or if you're like, ah, true. This is a sign that something's not working.
It's
I need something different and it's time to make a change. So it's really just about embracing the belief that you can and will achieve the things that you want in life in your own time. It's just not always going to happen all at once. In fact, it will never happen all at once. Like, you cannot be all of the things all at once. So give yourself grace and do not lose sight of the success you're feeling and experiencing in different areas of your life one by one. Because crushing it in every area of your life, it is a myth.
It is a myth. Or it's the recipe for burnout.
I really think that this is a new time societally, especially for young people, to redefine what success means to them, to not subscribe to old traditional ways of valuing success, and to build a life that makes you fucking happy and fulfilled. And we are just so here for that. Thanks for starting your week with us. If you enjoyed today's In Case You Missed It, check out the episode description or show notes to find the full episode. It would mean so much if you would subscribe and leave a comment or a rating. It really helps grow the show. And you can follow us on Instagram at teachmehowtoadultmedia or on TikTok at teachmehowtoadult for more hot tips. See you next time.